We'll begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week beginning April 30, this is the Rain Report. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. If you missed part 1 of our interview with Dayton Hamvention General Chair Gary DeCombs, N8EMO, it's still online at rainreport.com. Thanks to audio bandwidth being underwritten by CQ Communications. This week, we bring you the conclusion of Hap Holly KC9RP's interview with DeCombs.
Traditionally, there have been anywhere from 3, 4, even 5 forum rooms. What's the story this year on forum rooms?
Well, the number of forums room that we have this year is the same as we did last year, which is 4. That does create some problems because I'm sure that many of our attendees know that years ago we had more than that. Part of the problem with that is that when we went to an all-volunteer operation, that some of the specially made sound-deadening curtains that we would use to wall off some of the very large forum room areas that we had that was right off the edge of the ball arena that a lot of the FCC and the DX and the antenna forum people would use. You could put a considerably larger number of people there, but when we went to an all-volunteer organization, unfortunately, those curtains no longer were available to us, and we weren't able to have proper sound canceling and crosstalk canceling between the rooms, which would have made the presentations and the presenters and moderators, it would have been impossible for them to have a good forum. So we had to back away from having 6 forum rooms back to 4, which is where they are this year. On a side note, some people have inquired about the DX and antenna forum, and we had originally given them the smaller rooms that we had set aside, which really, for as big a forums as they are, there's not enough room for people, and we did everything we possibly could to get more space for them, but unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. They decided, meaning Tim Duffy and I think a gentleman by the name of Doug Grant, that it was better for them to move their forums to the Crown Plaza Hotel, where they could put much larger numbers of people than what we could accommodate. We were particularly saddened that we just couldn't give them enough space, but if we had done that, we would have had to rearrange all the rooms, and we would have had to cancel some other forums for some other valuable and noteworthy moderators, which we just couldn't do. So we do have a shortage, and we're trying to look at that next year to see if there's anything we can do. But I hope everyone understands that we provide those spaces at no charge, and we have probably 10 times more people and organizations requesting those rooms than we could possibly fill. So unfortunately, there will always be some people that are very disappointed, and I know that the DX and antenna forum people were disappointed that they had to move off-site, but it was their decision to do that, and I have to respect their decision to move off-site where they had more room.
It's a no-win situation for you. No matter what you do, you just can't accommodate everybody.
Pap, that's been something that's been a real kind of a touchy issue with us because we want to do it, but we can't. We don't have enough room, and the only way we could have done it is if we would have canceled some other forums, and that's just not the right thing to do.
There used to be a dinner for many, many, many years, Saturday nights, a banquet, and that got to be, again, very costly. And
that's right.
What is being planned this year?
My assistant, Jim Neese, he and I have talked about that during my tenure, last year and this year, I was originally going to put that on one of my things to accomplish before I went off. We decided to take that off because it got so expensive that the attendance was dropping off, and we felt that we needed to get the show back running the right way, the way that people liked last year, and that in the future bring that back. Now, last year, just before the prize drawing, we announced who the award winners were, and this year what we're going to do is we're going to have a private dinner for the award winners with DARA officers and myself and my assistant, and we will actually present the awards to them on Saturday night, but it's not open to the public, and then we'll just make the announcement of who those winners are during the prize drawing, but we will not have them come down and talk because of time and things like that. But the desire is to sometime in the future bring the banquet back, but we felt that we just couldn't do that right now, so that's something that may be available in the next few years after my term's over.
I'm speaking today with Gary Tacombs, NHEMO, the General Chair of the Dayton Hamvention. And of course, we're talking about Hamvention 2005 coming up in Dayton, Ohio, May 20th, 21st, and 22nd. We'll be right back. This is the Rain Report.
You're listening to RainReport.com, the only authorized internet source for rain audio.
The goals that I put forward for myself, for the club, was one, to get the show running back with the volunteers, return the show back to DARA, have everybody enjoy the show. Any outstanding obligations that existed from other shows were all paid, and that we just have great shows. And I can tell you that when I retire after my term's over here this year, I will have accomplished every one of those. Now, I didn't do it by myself, naturally, but I was the one that set the goals, and I'm the one that made sure we did it. So we made significant money last year. We'll do that again this year, and all the old bills are paid, and everything's fine. My focus was to save the show, to keep it from being taken away from Dayton.
What is the ticket price this year?
The advanced ticket purchases are $20, and they're good for all 3 days. Admission at the door is $25. Bus ticket, because we talked about that previously, is $8 for all 3 days, and that's if you're parking down at Salem Mall. You can take that unlimited back and forth, and it's something we encourage people to do, but if you're only going to be there for 1 day, a bus ticket's $3.
Salem Mall, that's getting to be kind of a ghost town in recent years.
The city of Trotwood purchased it, and they're tearing down large portions of it now.
And what will they do with it?
We've heard various things, but nothing official. We've heard that they want to put some other upscale type shopping and things like down there, but I don't have any details of what they're going to do or how they're going to do it. I know that Sears will probably stay there by itself, but I think they're going to bring in other patrons to build things up, but they haven't told us what those are. We're looking at what effect is this going to have for the 2006 and 2007 show, because we're waiting to hear what are the plans by the Trotwood city government and what are they really going to do down there, because at this point we don't have the information.
Well, we're on the subject of trying to eliminate misinformation. How long has DARA contracted with the Hera Arena for the Hamvention staying at the Hera Arena?
We signed a contract that took us from 2005 through 2007. It will be both in the program as well as the flyer that went out, and all the dates are set clear out to 2007.
So at least 2 more years anyway.
Let me amplify on that. A lot of people get the misunderstanding or rumors, and people try to embellish, thinking that we have an intention to move away from Hera. That has never been our intention. This is the Dayton Hamvention. When I came in to be general chairman last year, I returned the name of Dayton back to Hamvention, so it's now the Dayton Hamvention. We don't want it to move somewhere else. Yeah, there's facilities throughout the United States that probably are nicer and better, but there's a certain camaraderie, a certain history and nostalgic flair, if you will, where everybody wants to come here, and there's not any agenda or any desire to move the show somewhere else. We always look at contingencies. For example, if an investor came in and purchased Hera Arena, we'd want to have contingencies so we could move forward, but that is not happening. No one's trying to do that. We don't want to move the show anywhere else, and the only reason we do multiple-year contracts is strictly for cost, trying to keep our costs in line for the attendees. I really, truly believe this is going to be the finest, biggest, nicest Hamvention ever. We've got ARRL's national convention there. They're going to have a setup they've never had before. The enthusiasm at the national level is the best I've ever seen it, so I think everybody's going to really, really like it.
For all the information you'd ever want about the Hamvention, as far as policies, forum schedules, vendors, you can go to their website, a link to which you'll find on the site's mention page on RainReport.com.
That was Hap Holly, KC9RP, speaking with Gary DeCombs, N8EMO, General Chair for the 2005 Dayton Hamvention, coming to the Hera Arena in Dayton, Ohio, the weekend of May 20. If you find yourself wandering the halls of Hera, drop by the Rain booth, number 473, and learn about the release of Rain's first ever Rain Archive MP3 CD. More details about that next week. The Rain Report is copyright 2005. Rain, all rights reserved. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. See you at Dayton.